Welcome to eClad Chat. eClad Chat. Streaming live to you from eClad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. eClad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at y-cladchat@y-clad.com. eClad Chat begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello everyone, I'm Casey Benane and welcome to eClad Chat, where we chat up big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style, with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. And of course, with me today, I have Miss Kaylin Burke to my left.
Yes, so I have to let you know about eClad's Hidden Gem promotion, which is 15% off your total venue rental at eClad's Hidden Gem. It's a great space if you want any kind of party, meeting, like co-working event, anything fun.
Yeah, right?
Right, it's a great space. So you can find more about it on eclad'shiddengem.com or call us at 212-644-6445 and talk to one of our representatives here and mention that you heard this on eClad Chat. You'll get 15% off.
Yes. Okay, so we have China Love with us today. We're so excited. Hi, China. Okay, so we love to start our show off with like a fun fact or like, you know, just something personal, something that people wouldn't necessarily know about you that you'd like to share with us.
Ooh, a fun fact. I'm a puppy stalker.
What does that mean?
I love dogs. I love little dogs.
Yeah.
And if I see a dog, like, I'll just be all over the dog. And people get scared sometimes. They think I'm going to steal their dog. Like, I'm a puppy stalker.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have one of your own?
I used to. And then when I had my daughter, she was allergic. So I gave him to my mom. So he's close by.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's still loved.
Yes, he's still very loved.
Do you follow like any of the famous puppies on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
I don't. I should, right? No, yeah. I just like real life puppies. Okay, I see them anytime I'm in traffic.
Do you run and like just hug and grab and you hug them?
I do. And I do a selfie, a see with the dog.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I love dogs.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, watch out for your dogs.
China will take. Be careful.
Super fun fact.
I know.
So tell us what Figure Friendly Kitchen is, and for our listeners that don't know, explain that and how you kind of came up with the concept of it.
Okay, well, Figure Friendly Kitchen is an organic meal prep company. We specialize in serving our clients perfectly proportioned meals. In quartering to their allergies, restrictions, whether they want to gain weight, lose weight, whether they have high blood pressure, specific dietary restrictions. Most of our clients are very focused on losing anywhere from 20 to 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And we cook exactly what they want. Every client has a custom meal plan.
Wow, so everything is completely customized.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. So there's something like that I've heard of that's a custom for each person.
Yeah, so when you customize things, well, first of all, it's safe to assume that you have a background that you understand dietary, you know, functionality, so to speak.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that so that as people are listening, they understand your, you know, your background, what qualifies you to even speak on this and why you're doing this.
Well, I'm a certified nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated in 2005, so I've been doing this about 10 years.
A long time.
A long time. I've always been a health coach. And about a year ago, I had knee surgery.
Okay.
And I gained weight because I was immobile. I couldn't walk. Along with other circumstances, I was also in like a shelter with my two children.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was a very depressing time. Again, I gained like over 50 pounds. You know, I've always been into health and fitness. So like I said, I was depressed, so I started eating. And I was like, what am I going to do? I got to get rid of this weight. I can't be a fat nutritionist. An unhealthy nutritionist.
And you're laughing, but you know what? You ever go to like the doctor and the doctor tells you, you should not, you know, your intake of blah, 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 blah should be this and blah, blah. Meanwhile, you're looking at them and you're like, Okay.
Yeah. Or they smoke cigarettes.
Right. And they tell you don't smoke.
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So I prayed about it. I was like, I have to lose this weight. So I started doing my research. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on Instagram, and though I was a nutritionist, I knew nothing about meal prep. Meal prep is something that's more familiar to like the bodybuilding fitness world. So I started doing my research and I started meal prepping my own meals and posting them on Instagram. And then friends and family started hitting me up and asking me like, what is this? And then the weight started falling off and everybody's like, what's going on? So I'm an entrepreneur. I've always had my own businesses. I never had a job. So the businesswoman in me just clicked and said, you know what? This could be something big. So I started with my surgeon, the doctor that did my knee surgery. He was like, you know, make meals for my employees for a month. And that's how my business got started.
That's he wrote a check. Incredible.
Yeah, he wrote a big check for me, and that's how everything started.
Oh, wow.
That's good. So you have a client. Kind of, how does it work with the meal plan? How do you prep a meal for them?
Okay, people contact me and they let me know their fitness goals, their nutritional goals. Like I said, if they have any allergies, you know, any restrictions. And I like to be very specific to their exact needs for what they're trying to do. I even have clients that want to gain weight, you know. So every meal has the macronutrients right on the label, so you know exactly what you're eating. The whole thing about clean eating is that you have minimal processed ingredients in each meal. Not minimal, but it should be nothing processed. You should be able to know exactly what's in it. So even down to our seasonings are organic.
Okay. Yes. So the seasonings, are you making yourself, or like, you know, or, you know, do you get it?
I get them sometimes from the farmer's market, Trader Joe's, as long as they're organic.
Right.
And they're very transparent, you know, as far as what's in it.
Yeah.
And low sodium.
Okay.
Then it's cool. But everything is clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my people know exactly what they're eating, and they love that.
Yeah. So let's just go back to the meal plan a little bit. So I think, if I can recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think there's like four or five different options that you guys offer?
We have a detox menu.
Okay.
Which is, if you ever heard of Whole30, the Whole30 diet?
No.
There's no gluten, there's no beans, there's no soy, there's nothing, no sugar. So that detox plan is very clean, very extra strict. That's for somebody that's trying to aggressively lose weight.
Right.
And then we have a lifestyle menu, which is basically my passion, why I started the business. It's clean comfort food. So I take your favorite dishes and I clean them up. So for example, you might get like a butternut squash lasagna roll. Baked chicken parmesan.
Yeah.
So that's weight loss as well, but that's more maintenance. And I put my clients on the detox first, and then we switch them over to the maintenance phase. So you're still getting those comfort foods, but they're clean.
Right.
Yeah, we cook with nothing but coconut oil as opposed to frying. We bake everything. So those small substitutions, you know, make a big
difference. Make a difference. I don't know how to cook, but I do know how to eat, and I love
Starving yourself will never work. You know, going through a detox phase where you eliminate things for a certain amount of time is okay.
Yeah.
We all do need to clean our bodies out, but starvation, deprivation is never going to get you long-term results.
Of course.
So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I want people to know that you can eat. You do not have to starve yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's key. I mean, because we do a lot of fitness. We've done a lot of fitness segments here. And my husband is also a physical therapist and a personal trainer. So I know a lot about that world. And when I saw, like, you know, when I, you know, read a little bit about you and what your company's doing, I thought it was, like, phenomenal. First of all,
thank you.
First of all, you don't get that sort of program anywhere, right? Yeah. And then wherever you can find the program, it's so expensive. Oh, my gosh. It costs so much money.
It's essentially like a personal chef, almost.
Right.
Yes, it's a luxury for most.
Yeah.
It's not really accessible or affordable for most people. But I took into consideration, again, me being a businesswoman and wanting everybody to be able to, you know, take advantage of eating clean. Our portions is not that big, you know, so why overprice my customers?
Right.
You know, I charge them for the portion that they get. And, more often than not, people are eating 4 to 5 small meals a day.
Right.
So I don't have to charge a whole bunch per meal.
Yeah. Right? Which makes it affordable for them, makes them an ongoing client or customer, you know.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love the concept.
And I'm personally curious. Mm-hmm. Do you have like desserts or are you trying to cut out the sweets?
Yeah, let's talk desserts.
Oh, yes, we do. I'm starting a YouTube channel very soon. Yeah, because I have a sweet tooth. You know, I'm a muncher. I'm a snacker. I love sweets. So I do.
Caitlin and I are like, yeah.
We do have figure-friendly desserts. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever had chia pudding?
I've heard of it, I haven't had it.
It's like chia seeds soaked in like almond milk overnight, and then you put like fresh fruits in it. It's really good.
Oh my gosh, I get goosebumps when you talk about these things.
Yeah, like, yeah, simple substitutions like avocado is really sweet. I make like these brownies, and you would never know that it's avocados in it. Sometimes black beans. Stevia is a very popular sweetener that's zero calories and it's all natural. So it's a lot of tricks that you can do to have sweet, you know, desserts that are healthy and don't affect your glycemic levels, you know, because that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to overload your body with sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar is like...
It's interesting because we were literally just talking, and pretty much throughout the entire day, we've been talking about sort of like my weight gain, because, you know, the whole world revolves around me. No, I'm kidding. No, okay. No, but seriously, we were talking, because when Kaylin came in earlier and Orophelia, I was like, you know what? Good news, as if my good news is their good news. I'm like, because last week when we were taping, I was like, you know what? Because we've been on hiatus, we usually take like these breaks so that we can like, you know, prep and get shows ready and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've been going through a period where like I've just been so stressed out more than normal, more than usual. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you that, first of all, I don't even eat because I'm always so busy that I forget. I know. My husband tells me all the time. And it's not intentional. It's like, I'll even like have food ready and it'll be sitting there, but I'm like going, and it's still sitting there and I don't even realize it's still sitting there.
Body stores fat when you don't eat.
Right. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, I was eating so much chocolate because I was stressing and eating. Mm-hmm. So like when I got home and I'm no longer active, I have bar, like I'm a Cadbury chocolate girl. And I can eat two bars in one serving. Every day. I was doing this every day for like maybe 2 months or more. And then all of a sudden I gained 20 pounds. I'm not even lying.
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
I was just like, what happened? And so when they came back, I was like, I can't fit in another, I could not fit in anything. I'm still like, you know. And so this was last week, or maybe the week before, something like that. But it's been like a week and a half. I've lost already close to 10 pounds, like 9 and something.
Ooh, yeah.
So I have another 10 pounds to go. I need to take it off because like my jeans, like, you know, today I wanted to wear jeans. I can't wear jeans because they won't. And I refuse to buy new clothes. Mm-hmm. So I have to wear like the slinky, you know, dresses to kind of camouflage the extra bulge. Mm-hmm. That I hope no one will talk about when you see these episodes. But that's
black works too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, dark colors work.
They do. But I can't. I mean, I'm already in mourning every day. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't. How much black can you wear? But anyway, I digress. I'm sorry. I made this about me.
It's okay.
But the point was that, you know what, when you were talking about the whole glycemic, you know, thing, and like I think I could have probably, like, if I went to the doctor maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, I probably would have been diabetic. Like, that's how much chocolate I was eating. It's so not good.
No, it turns right to fat.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. It causes you to want more and more and more.
Right. It does not stop the craving.
Sugar is crack.
Yes. So now I'm substituting it with like cranberries. Like I have a bag of cranberries, and I'm like things to trick my mind that
banana?
It's sweet. I love bananas.
Okay,
I
you like chocolate, obviously. We know you like chocolate. I have this treat that we make. It's just like you slice up a banana and you take dark chocolate or cacao chocolate, which is like 100% organic. It's real good. Mm-hmm. It's actually good for you. Like our red wine is good for you.
Yeah.
This particular chocolate is really good for you. So you just melt it down in the microwave, take your banana slices, dip them, put a toothpick, put them in the freezer.
It's a lot of work. It won't happen.
No, that's not.
That's not that much work.
Quick. Even apple with peanut butter is good.
Oh, that's easy because I do that. You know, I'll like just dip out of the thing. I'll eat that. But like
pineapple with chocolate is surprisingly delicious.
Pineapple and chocolate.
Yeah.
I just bought a pineapple. Good. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna make my mouth water. Okay.
No, but I do. That's my passion. I love to turn. Make healthy desserts as well.
Yeah.
So even cheesecakes, simple stuff. When you use like whole flour instead of regular flour.
Yeah.
The stevia, like I said.
How do you do that though on a budget? For someone like me that's budget conscious, you know, because like, you know, my whole life is a budget. And so I need to go to the supermarket and shop budget consciously, but also health consciously. And I find it, I think that's why a lot of people don't eat healthy.
No, that's not true.
No? Let me tell you. Okay, I lied.
First of all, oat flour, you can buy the Quaker oats, instant oats, and grind it up. That's oat flour. So you don't have to go buy expensive oat flour.
When you grind it with what?
With the blender, and that's oat flour.
Really?
Yeah, you put it in the blender and pulse it, and that turns to, it grounds it. That's oat flour.
Did you know that?
No.
And that's like $5 for the big oat thing instead of paying $10 for
red mill.
Right. Stevia is just like other seasonings. Most health food, whole food, clean ingredients last a long time. You buy it once, and it's going to last you 6 months. You know, you're not using a whole bottle of Stevia for you, you know, so it lasts. You only buy these things one time.
Yeah.
Once a year, twice a year, maybe. Unless you're a business, but for the average household,
yeah.
It's not expensive.
Yeah, we don't really cook in my household. No, it'll last for a long time.
The staples that you need for your cabinet is a one-time goal. No more than $100 for everything that you may need.
Oh my God, I just had an idea. I would love to have you come back on the show, even though we haven't ended the show yet. I'm already talking about the next show. I would love to talk about how to shop for your cabinets.
Yeah,
like how to shop, you know what I mean? Like I feel like people would really.
That's something
enjoy.
I do also. I do pantry revamping.
Do you really?
Yeah,
I didn't see that in your thing. Okay, so now we
go in there, we clean out their whole cabinet, and we give them a list, and we sometimes do it for them, or we take them along with.
But no, you know why that's great? It's like educating.
Mm-hmm.
You're educating the consumer. Mm-hmm. You're not just like providing a service, even though it is a service, but you're helping them to be able. Exactly.
You said it's like a lifestyle too. So once they have that in their cabinet,
I have to
empower
them. I have to, because my business model is only a 5-day plan. And I did that specifically because on the weekends, I want you to be accountable for what you're making.
Right.
And I want you to learn. And that's when the YouTube tutorials come in play. So Monday through Friday, we got you covered.
Yeah.
But on the weekends, I want you to get in the kitchen and start trying to cook for yourself.
When does your YouTube channel start? Like, when does the show start?
It's launching soon.
Okay, so you don't have an exact date, but you'll keep us posted.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. So, it makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, YouTube is a monster.
I know. Trust me, I understand.
But I want to do it because I love showing people how to cook.
The knowledge and the experience to share. Why not share it?
And
so when you came up with the idea, like it just came to you, and what was your next step kind of starting the actual business aspect of it?
Well, again, I have a lot of experience as an entrepreneur. I've never had a 9-to-5. I've always been in business for myself since high school. You know, I sold cookies, sold lemonade. Mm-hmm. So that just comes naturally to me. So the first thing I did was search the name. The name came to me too, just like out of nowhere, Finger Friendly,
I love that.
I just prayed on it. So I searched the name and it was available. I trademarked the name, and like I said, from my doctor giving me that business, that's what I used that money to buy business cards, to buy brand assets, like a banner, flyers. I got my domain name, and I just started promoting online. I started an Instagram, and I just went hard, super hard, telling everybody I meet about this business.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
And what's interesting about what you're saying is that there's nothing within that equation that was like above and beyond, meaning like, unattainable. You went and you got your banner, you did your trademark, you did all the essential things, and you worked it.
And like I said, I have an extreme passion for really helping people. My number one goal is to replace the Chinese stores in my neighborhood.
I come from
in Brooklyn.
There's one on every other corner.
Right. And I'm sorry, but it's really bad for you. It's really garbage.
Yeah.
And I want to replace those with finger-friendly kitchens.
Yeah.
I want it to be accessible. I want clean, whole eating to be accessible and affordable in my community.
Yeah. I like that goal.
Yeah. Because a lot of people, that they just think they can't do it. And it's not too hard if you just...
No, listen, they're serving you garbage, do it a bulletproof glass, and it's just, the whole thing is, I don't know.
Yeah. And you know what I love about that? What I like about what you're saying, too, is because for people like me who cannot cook.
You can't cook?
No, I'm going to tell you something. As I was saying that, I just thought about something funny. So, my husband and I weren't talking for like a day. This was like 2 days ago, right? I shouldn't say that, but it's true. We weren't talking for a day, right? So I forget what we were upset about. It was something so stupid, because there's always something stupid. And then so, he was like, he walked in the house, he's like, you don't appreciate me. Okay, whatever. So, so in my not appreciating him, because he's the one that cooks for us and stuff, he decided he wasn't gonna cook, and he was like, okay, let me see how you survive. So I was like, oh, word, okay. So let me tell you how it went. I went to the supermarket, I got what do you call it? I got lettuce, but not the, spinach lettuce.
Spinach lettuce.
Right? So I bought the spinach lettuce. He said I brought the wrong one. Anyway, it's irrelevant. I bought a can of chickpeas, red beans, corn, and I got some chicken, some raw chicken, even though I didn't know what to do with it. And then, strawberries and cranberry. Right? And I was in the kitchen, like, cutting up the strawberries, hoping that he would feel sorry for me because I had the chicken sitting there. And I'm... and so I'm like... And you can hear the... And he's like, what are you chopping? I'm like, strawberries. He's like, you're chopping strawberries.
Did he come rescue you? Because this didn't sound like an end of the world.
You're trying to make a sound.
Yeah, I was trying to make a sound. Because, whatever. So I was trying to make a sound. So then I was like, Glenn, can you tell me, like... Can I just eat the beans and stuff out of the can? So he's like, no. So I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Just tell me what I'm supposed to do. No. So I have to call my daughter. I go, my daughter. So this is like a true story. I call Becky. My daughter, she's 22. I said, Becky, what am I supposed to do? She said, Ma, just put like a little bit of water in a pot and boil, like steam, you know, whatever. And so I did that. And do you know, I forgot the pot on the stove. 2 hours later, everything, like, you know, I didn't even know beans do this. They split, everything split over. Yeah. It was like mush in the pot. Mm-hmm. The bottom was, oh my God. But anyway, my salad was still good. He did end up like making the chicken. And so that was my sob story. But, you know.
Some people definitely need this.
Right. And that was my point. It's like, you know, I don't want to go to Chinese, mm-hmm. you know, like I'll have Chinese every once in a while, but it's not my go-to thing. Mm-hmm. And like something like that, I would be like, oh, okay, wait, where are you located? Do you deliver?
I want people, it's crazy that some people have no idea that they have options.
Right.
And that there is clean options out there. Some people really associate dieting with starvation.
Yeah.
And deprivation.
Yeah.
So that's our motto, like dedication, no deprivation.
Yeah.
It's so good you won't believe it's bigger friendly.
Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's
a good little slogan. So it sounds like you've had a lot of success with this, but has there been any challenges along the way while doing it?
A lot of challenges because whenever you're selling healthy anything, yeah. people don't want to spend their money on it, you know. So, but people come to me mm-hmm. when they want to lose weight, when they want to change their lives, you know. So, but that's the only challenge. It's like so easy to sell liquor, you know. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. easy to sell fried chicken.
Yeah.
But stuff that's good for people, and then it's their own personal struggle. People don't think it can happen, you yeah. know. So. I teach my clients, you gotta believe in yourself, you know, your health is your wealth.
Yeah.
A lot of my clients are business people, entrepreneurs as well, successful people for the most part, and they know once you get healthy, it gives you confidence, you start feeling good, amazing things start to happen.
But on a business level, like, did you encounter anything, you know, like, I know, like, with my business in the beginning, even now, I struggle with adversity. There's certain things that I go through, you know, to keep things going or to keep things...
I'm a mom. I have two small children. My daughters are 3 and 4 years old. Again, like I said, I was in a shelter. I've only been out of the shelter since last year, August. So I encounter a lot of struggles, yeah. you know. I'm working on getting grants, you know, to put back into my business.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the normal business struggles. I'm trying to build a team. I'm trying to find people that I could grow with. Because mm-hmm. this business is going to be around forever. I'm never going to stop doing what yeah. I'm doing. So I'm looking for people to start with me from now. So yeah. I'm trying to grow my team. That's a bit challenging. I'm looking for interns. Anybody mm-hmm. that has a passion for health and wellness and healthy food, you know, they should contact me.
Absolutely.
But for the most part, yeah, just balancing life between my children, my personal life, my food, my everything. It's just balance.
Yeah.
I'm a Libra, so I strive for balance.
I'm a Libra. We're the I don't know what that means.
We're the best people in the whole wide world. That's what that means.
You know what? I have to agree, but you know, Kaylin's my love, so I have to be careful.
Also, this is airing in July. I'm Cancer. This is my month.
But we love cancers.
We do.
I don't know anything about this.
Wait, you do or you don't?
No, we do.
Okay.
Wait. So tell me why we like cancers. I know why I love Kaylin, but
I don't know if you're an air sign or water sign, but we like people that are laid back.
She's very laid back.
Yeah. You're sweet, reserved. My daughter's a Cancer. I just like them. They're emotional. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we could be.
Oh, Libra. Any given moment.
I love Cancers and Geminis.
Yeah. I digress. A lot of my friends are Libras, and all of my friends that are Libras are all entrepreneurs. Is that, like, that's fun. I mean, I'm not saying that only Libras, you know, but it's just interesting how, like...
Get you a Libra.
No, my husband, what is he? I don't even know what he is. December 21. I don't know what... I don't know anything about signs.
I don't know about anyone else besides mine.
Yeah, that's me. I only know my signs.
No, but yeah, I just strive for balance. That's all it is as a woman. Yeah. There's so many different aspects to being whole, you know, spiritual, physical, mm-hmm. emotional.
And it's a journey.
It is, and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm into self-development. I also have a second business.
Which is?
It's a home-based business. Mm-hmm. I help people start their own businesses. Mm-hmm. We sell nutritional products, which assist my clients, because sometimes even when you diet, your metabolism is slow. Mm-hmm. So my other business is nutritional supplements that help boost people's metabolism, suppress their appetite.
Yeah.
All natural organic products. We have a detox tea that's really good.
Yeah.
So I'm a health and wealth coach.
I love it. Health and wealth.
Health and wealth. I'll get you healthy and help you make some money.
Right?
Sounds perfect.
I know. Okay. So... I wanted to do like a little how-to, right? But so for people like me that are, you know, kind of deficient in the area of cooking.
You should join me when I do my first meal prep tutorial.
We get in the
kitchen and we will do...
You might make sure it's fireproof.
We have the fire washers on speed dial.
Yeah.
And we'll do something simple like a 3-day meal prep.
I would love that. I bring Kayla, if that's okay, I would bring my girls
with me. Yeah, of course. We do a 3-day meal prep based on what you like, whether it's chicken breast, salmon, fish, whatever. I don't cook red meat personally, but we could throw that in for you.
Yeah.
Primarily, you just want to have a healthy protein, a healthy complex carb, like brown rice and sweet potato, and vegetables.
Yeah.
That, and this is so much power in having your meals prepped ahead of time. Just being able to go in the refrigerator, grab out your perfectly portioned meal, eat, feel good, feel light, feel energized, and keep it moving.
Yeah.
Just have your meals there. It helps you resist the temptation to eat things that you're not
supposed
to eat.
That's so true. That's true. That's why I'm grateful for my husband, because he does that for us. But, you know, when he's not around, it's difficult for me, because I'm not... independent. That's the one area of my life that I'm not independent.
Okay.
So I would love to be able to be part of that.
I would definitely show you.
But
simple too. Very simple.
That's what you say. You know,
I mean, other than the dishes, my clients come to me that don't have time, that don't like to do dishes, that don't want to shop for their food.
Yeah.
They're asking, once you get in the kitchen and the food is there, it's not that
difficult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fun. So it's all fun. A lot of times. Yeah.
Cooking is not fun. But okay, it may be fun
if it comes out good,
because she enjoys that. You know what it is? I associate cooking with like medieval days when women had to
It is meant to be serious. I make these smoothie bowls, and you make a smoothie, and then you like top it with all these cool things and make it pretty. You put fruit and a design and granola, and you make them like lines, and it's beautiful.
I'm gonna have those. I'm gonna have a restaurant soon. Like, I'm speaking things into existence.
Yeah.
I should have a restaurant by 2017, and I'm definitely gonna have smoothie bowls on the recipe.
I'm sorry, on the smoothie menu. Bowl.
I'll show you what I made last week. Like, they're fun because you can decorate. It's like art.
Yeah.
But for your smoothie,
I get with it, man. Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
Okay, so tell us a simple, you know, like verbally, like, okay, you know, we come home from work and we have limited things in our cabinet and refrigerator. I don't know what people generally have. I'm sure you know, like the basic whatever. What can we like whip together in like 10 minutes? Is that even possible? Can you whip something out?
I mean, depending on what you have, because sometimes it's really bare. Like today, I didn't really have anything in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the hairstylist that never does their hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the cook that never has food in the house.
Yeah.
So, but what I did was I pan fried some turkey bacon and green peas, and put some sriracha on my green peas, and I ate that. It was green peas with turkey bacon. Okay, it's low carb. And
that's kind of an odd combination. Was it good?
Yeah, the sweet peas are sweet. The turkey bacon is salty. You know, naturally.
Yeah, I love it. I love bacon.
That's just like...
I just never had the two.
That was just my example for today.
Yeah,
I didn't have anything. But eggs are very my go-to. You can boil an egg.
Yeah.
You know, throw an egg in the pan. Canned vegetables. Everybody always has canned vegetables.
I have that much.
That's safe.
Yeah.
You know, throw that with some type of protein. Mm-hmm. You know, sweet potatoes, if you have potatoes. You could cut a sweet potato up with some onion, put it in the pan with a little garlic, onion, coconut oil. That's safe. Protein shake is always safe.
Yeah.
A piece of fruit is always safe. Stay away from the cereals, the processed foods. The quick stuff is usually the stuff that's bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
point taken.
What else? Water. Drink lots of water.
Yeah. I try, and that's something I struggle with, is drinking enough water. I used to when I was younger, and now it's like...
I'm good in the summer. Cause
yeah, you're always dehydrated.
Drink lots of water. I'm trying to think what's usually in people's refrigerators. Yes. Try to keep almond milk in your refrigerator. Try to keep sweet potatoes in the house, onions, fresh fruits. Peanut butter is good. Mm-hmm. A protein. Get you a good protein powder, like a vegan protein powder with a high protein but low calorie.
Yeah.
That's a go-to. But just think, think smart, because me, I struggle with yo-yo dieting. Yeah. Though I'm a nutritionist, I struggle with weight
loss.
You're
still human.
You know, yeah. I do. And you have to think about how this food is going to make you feel. Because in the moment, it gives you gratification.
Yeah.
But then the depression and the, you know, sulking and the self-hating afterwards is not worth it, you know? So eat food that's going to energize you, make you feel good afterwards. You know?
Awesome. And since you are an entrepreneur and you did a lot of different entrepreneurial things, do you have any advice for people looking to start a business or get success in their business that they've already started, just in general?
Yeah, think about who you're trying to help. Who is your target audience? Mm-hmm. You can't serve everybody. You have to find your niche, know exactly what your goals are, who you're trying to help. Be passionate, be determined. Don't let anybody telling you no deter you. Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself, have a strong belief in what you're trying to do. Work on your vision daily, work on your personal development, because if you're happy in your life, it'll reflect in the business that you're doing. You know, people will see what you're doing is genuine. So just be strong. Be ambitious. Social media these days, you know, it's kind of hard. It distracts us. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to stay undistracted.
Yeah, and that's tough. I'm not a social media person, but I find myself constantly engaging in it because, you know, for your business, you have to constantly be like... Mm-hmm. And it's so difficult, but yeah, no, absolutely. Being present is important. Yeah.
Social media is the devil. No, seriously. So yeah, just be determined, be focused.
All right, so eClad Chat, you know, we broadcast on event news, fashion news, lifestyle news, that kind of thing, or just the industry in a whole, those industries in a whole. And so there's like a series of questions we love to ask all of our guests because we think it's important and fun. Okay, so first tell us what comes to mind, like an event that comes to mind that you really enjoyed and why, and like what makes it memorable?
That's pretty easy right now because I just recently spoke on a panel at an event at the Covenant House, homeless shelter for women and mothers, like maybe 2 weeks ago, and it just so happened that, you know, things are generational, but it's just crazy. My mother, when I was a baby, she stayed at that same exact shelter. And then me being in a shelter a year ago, it was just like, overwhelming. So I got to speak to the young ladies about my business, what I do, you know, telling them, just trying to motivate them, inspire them. Mm-hmm. And no matter what you're, you know, going through right now, just think positive. Your thoughts become things and you have the power to change your life for you and your children. So that event was like, hit close to home with very personal.
Because you felt like you were taking, you were paying it forward kind of thing.
That's relatable to your own life, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was good. This was about 2 weeks ago, so yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, that sounds like a great event. And do you have any jewelry or accessory essentials that you think every woman should own, or like three things you don't leave the house without?
I used to sell jewelry. That was a business of mine before. I loved it. I miss it. I think you should accessorize according to your mood, your outfit, you know. I think a good pair of earrings is nice. Could be even a small diamond. I think earrings are like key, quintessential. Nice. I'm into jewelry, so don't ask me. A big like statement piece, bracelets, rings. I love it all.
Okay. So, are you a, this is like the most, this is like the holy grail of questions. Mm-hmm. Are you a lipstick or a lip gloss girl?
I'm a lipstick girl.
I have to, I think we get more lipstick.
She's wearing lipstick. I think we're wearing the same shade on this.
It's kind of similar.
And I have on my favorite color.
Which is?
This is.
Oh, okay. We won't lie.
Mac ain't giving me no money for this. It's Pink Nova.
It's so crazy. We, Pink Nova,
yeah.
We not too long did another previous interview, and it was a guy, and he said he was a Mac fan also, so it's interesting, even though he doesn't wear, actually. I hope not, anyway.
Yeah, they're my go-to. I try to support many brands of different, especially now that a lot of people are coming out with makeup lines, but... This is my favorite right now, Pink Nova by MAC.
It's very pretty. So, it goes really nice with your complexion.
Thank you.
And as for brands, do you have any favorite accessory or jewelry designers that you constantly wear?
Again, I support small business. I have a girlfriend. She has a company called Queen Solomon Jewels. I love her pieces. They're big. They're gaudy. They're like extravagant.
Where is she located?
She's located in Brooklyn.
Nice.
She's online, Queen Solomon Jewels.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, her name is Nadia. I love her stuff.
Okay, so share with our listeners and viewers your social handles and also just kind of let us know what you have coming up or anything that we should be looking forward to. I mean, we know the YouTube channel, the show is coming up. Maybe you can broaden on that or just give us some goodies to take away.
Oh, well, first, my Instagram is Figure Friendly Kitchen and also CEO China Love. Those are my Instagrams. That's what I'm very active on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, Figure Friendly Kitchen. The website is figure-friendly.com. You can also find us at theceomakeover.com. Like I shared with you guys, I have an extreme passion for helping people be empowered.
Yeah.
Other than just health, I have a passion for helping people start their own businesses.
Yeah.
So I am a health and wealth coach. And I want everybody to be a CEO. Everybody should be the chief executive officer of their life.
Yeah.
So the CEOmakeover.com, anybody wants to get healthier and wealthier, I'll help you with that. Me and my team are very good. We help with online marketing, network marketing, and branding.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yep.
Health and wealth. Like that's not enough. Like that's it.
844 Meal Prep. Meal Queen. 844 Meal Queen is how you can contact me.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
This was really, it was really informative. We had a really great time.
Made me hungry.
Right? And hopefully, we'll be able to connect and, drop by when you're doing your thing so we could, you can take me through a how to cook something.
Yeah, we're going to do like a 3-day meal prep.
Yeah, I would love to participate in that.
Definitely. And by the time this airs, I should have my own YouTube channel.
Yeah, and we would let me know because then we'll talk about that too.
Yep, it's gonna
That's
be
really cool.
Congratulations
on that.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
And hopefully you'll come back and do something else with us. And
I definitely will come back anytime. I love coming to the city.
Oh, wow.
You guys are beautiful. Thank you and congratulations to you. This is beautiful. I love your space.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys inviting me on.
Thank you. Okay, guys, so we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we will come back with the designer feature and the event news for the week.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.
So we are back at the designer feature of the day, which is the Numi Ice Necklace by Anne-Marie Chagnon, and I've been wearing it throughout the show, and it is pewter and glass charms.
Yes.
They're embellished with 22 karat gold and silver accents, which is awesome. So you have the 3 double chains here, and then they can also get it in clear, which I'm wearing, or green. So that means that these on the bottom switch up. The charms, they're just called charms, right? pendants and charms.
Well, so...
This is the pendant. This is the charm.
Right. So, exactly.
You're better at explaining.
Okay, but first of all, it looks great on you because I think the neckline that you have on, it looks really good because there's sort of like a zagging or zigging, zigzagging, not a zagging or zigging, but zigzagging kind of thing that's going on with it, with your neckline. And so the thing with this necklace is that it does, you know, it's supposed to be worn to the side, either side. It can be to the left or to the right.
Yeah, cool. You can, like, switch it, like, depending on how you're feeling.
Yeah, and the charms are really stunning, like, especially at night because they're glass, they sparkle. They give, like, a shimmer, a light shimmer to them. And it's really unique. It's handmade. And the pewter is just really stunning. So it's just, it looks good on you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a fun necklace. So if you want one for yourself in clear or green, you can see the green also on eclat.com. So
yes.
Check that out. They're both on eclat.com.
Yes, go buy them. Okay, guys, so we're going to move right into our next segment, which is our news and must-attend events for the week. And so in today's news, Adidas bets on expanding its partnership with Kanye West. And so I think that's a great thing because Kanye just put a single out, where he has this really interesting video where there's all these various entertainers from, like, singers. He had Rihanna. He even had his wife. He had... Chris Brown. So anyway, there was, like, all these various entertainers laying on this one bed, and they're all naked, and you have to see it. But it's not actually them. It's just a depiction. So it's their face, but connected.
Okay,
so it's really, really cool. It's all the rage this week, and everyone's been talking about it and tweeting about it. So anyway, I think this is great timing for Adidas. And so basically, a collaboration with Kanye West has brought some buzz back to Adidas. In the fashion circle. Now, the sportswear company is betting the rapper can also drive sales of clothing and shoes for the basketball court or football field. I think he can.
Yeah, it'll be awesome to, like, check out what they come up with.
Yeah. Okay, and also in news today, Pinterest makes shopping even easier. Just in time for the rapidly approaching back-to-school shopping season.
Already?
I know. Pinterest has made big changes to make shopping directly from their app or from an app. The most notable is adding its shop section to its desktop version, a successful feature already implemented on mobile platforms. The new feature is a natural extension, with the company claiming that 84% of its users switch between mobile and web versions. Okay. Another upcoming change to the shopping component is the new add to bag button, which is replacing the current buy it now button. The new function acts as a shopping bag that allows users to purchase several buyable pins at one time, as opposed to a single or singular shopping experience or purchase, rather. Pinterest is also introducing a new visual search tool, which allows users to search for pinned items by photo. I think these are all great adds to Pinterest. Pinterest is such a great tool for entrepreneurs and, you know, businesses to get their merch out there and seen and bought. So I think, you know, anything that makes buying easier.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's good too, because I look at my friend's Pinterest if it's their birthday or something or Christmas, and you want to see what they like. Like, but if you want to actually buy it straight from their Pinterest, it'd be a lot easier just to click buy than scour the internet and try to find it.
Exactly. So
yeah,
kudos to Pinterest.
Okay, and now for must-attend events. If you're in New York City, Fringe Festival is coming up. I thought it was, like, a festival of fringe, like the clothing that has fringe on it that we talk about a lot when Chitanya is on the show. But it is not.
Yeah, that's her thing, right?
Fringe. Yeah, fringe. She loves fringe. So that's what I thought. Like, caught my eye. And I was like, is this celebrating fringe? But it is not. So it is about theater. So if you want to see kind of up-and-coming off-Broadway, they say it's off-Broadway performances, you can head to the Fringe Festival. It is August 12th to August 28th, and there's different venues around New York, mainly in the East Village and Lower East Side, and every show is $18, so, you know, some are new shows, some are doing their own depictions of, you know, classic shows, so it's a bunch of different theaters, so if you're really into theater and you want to just pay $18 to see a fun show,
yeah,
you know, this festival is going on.
It sounds cool.
Yeah, so it's like a full... week, more than a week, 15 days about.
That's a long time.
Seeing shows, which is awesome. And like, you know, you could say you saw the next big thing.
So is it like one ticket for the whole week, or like, you know, how does it?
No, so it's just $18 per show. So per you show. Buy per show.
Got it.
So you can head to their website, see the different shows and what interests you.
Yeah, and $18 I think is pretty good. Like, it's really, that's super affordable
for compared to a normal Broadway show.
Right. Oh, sounds cool.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we are going to have Girl Talk.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
Hi, everyone. Okay, welcome to Girl Talk. I'm Casey Bonet.
I'm Kayla Burke.
And I'm Rafili Moraiti.
Okay, and so on this episode of Girl Talk, we are talking about Kanye's naked video. I don't know how else to kind of word it, but his video for his song, I guess, what is it, Famous?
Yes.
His song Famous. And so in this video, I actually thought it was kind of cool. I don't think that's the consensus all around, but in the video he has a series of naked celebrities laying with him. It's not actually them, but it's a depiction of them as their face on another person's body or a body that's similar to, you know, that celebrity, right? And so I'll just name a few. He's in the center, and to the right of him, or really to our right looking at the picture, is Kim Kardashian. And then to the left, let's see, who is this? Oh, Taylor Swift. How interesting. So to the right is Kim, to the left is Taylor, and then I believe
it's Chris Brown,
and then Rihanna, and then of course, you know, what would be a photo without Donald Trump? And so there's like a series of other celebs that's on here, and again, it's for his video, Famous. So what do you guys think about, I guess, this reenactment of an artist that he actually saw and kind of like reenacted this thing?
It doesn't bother me particularly.
Yeah.
Because like, they're famous. People use their likenesses in all kinds of strange ways. Yeah, they're not doing anything bad. I'm just curious if there's like a meaning behind the placement, because, you know, Kim, his wife, is to the right, and then Taylor, who he has like a problem with, and she has a problem with him, to his left. So I'm kind of like, it's one side of people he likes, one side of people he doesn't.
Also,
Trump and George Bush are also
all on the same side.
He is mimicking a famous painting.
He is.
I don't remember the name.
No, well,
it's called Sleep.
Okay.
Right, so the painting is called Sleep, and it's by Vincent, and I hope I'm not butchering his name, Desiderio. You know, and so Kanye, you know, saw this painting, and he was just inspired by it and wanted to sort of reenact, you know, that whole artistic feel in his video.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how this is going to work out legally, because I mean, I know this is just an interpretation of the celebs, this isn't actually them, but it looks so much like them. Like, when I first saw the photo just on like BuzzFeed News or something, I was like, oh my god, how did Taylor Swift agree to this? He's held around so many times and she's naked, and I was like, oh, it's not her, but it looks so much like her.
It does, and not only that, it's just like the balls. I love it, but I mean, like, just like what you're saying, I mean,
yeah.
the repercussions of doing
something. Exactly. There's so many people in it. I'm sure one of them is bound to be unhappy.
Yeah.
Of all of those people. So.
I do know that Chris Brown tweeted, I don't have the tweet here, but I did see it, and he tweeted, he thought that it was hysterical. He was like, he said, he made fun of, I guess, what he looked like, and he was like, I love Kanye. He was like, he's a genius. So, you know, and he's actually in it, and he thought it was great, but I'm sure, like,
I'm sure people take it two ways. Like, there's the one, like, you know, I'm honored to even be in it, because these are people that are really well known, so like, oh, I was included. I'm sure there's some celebrities in it. I wish I was included in that.
I feel like, that's how people feel about Kanye, where it's either they're like, oh, like, he's a god, or like, oh, he is much. I can't take him. Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm okay with Kanye. Mm-hmm. Like, you do you.
Yeah.
But I can see how this would be a problem for some celebrities.
Like, a lot of them are actually visibly naked.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're on your stomach like Donald Trump is, it's not as bad. But Taylor Swift is just tough stuff.
I never wanted to see Donald Trump's lookalike.
You can't do it. It's too late. You can't take it back. You can't take it back. But what strikes me as just, you know, really cool about this is that I feel like, for instance, Kim Kardashian, what is she famous for? And so it's like the one thing that's prominent in the photo. And then Amber Rose, I'm not sure. I take that back. I was going somewhere with it, but then you know what? I don't know what my theory is. As I'm about to say it out loud, I realize that, you know, there's probably it's probably a stretch of the imagination. But yeah, I you know what? Again, I think it's a great way to express art. I think it's really interesting. I would probably even buy this and hang it in the space. I think it's just so cool. But again, I'm sure that there are going to be, you know,
applications. I mean, the song's called Famous. These are famous people. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it makes sense. It came out of nowhere, and why would he do this?
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you have an opinion, or if you have any thoughts about the song Famous and the video that, you know, Kanye has out, feel free to drop us a line and let us know. and we will, you know, maybe we'll even shout you out. Okay, guys, so this concludes today's Girl Talk as well as today's show. I would love to send a special thank you to China Love of Figure Friendly Kitchen. Thank you for dropping by, giving us your great tips, and helping me figure out little things that I can do in the kitchen, and then as well as, you know, listeners, and I think Kaylin got some information from it as well.
Encouraging me to eat healthy, which is always good.
Yeah, and what did you think, Eric Feeling?
I was eating chocolate bars while filming that behind the scenes.
Okay. So, what is this supposed to be? We're totally inspired.
But it was great in theory.
And so thank you so much, China, for dropping in, and remember, guys, love life and wear well. Be sure to tune in next week because we have another great show lined up for you. Till then, have a good night.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.